Good to Know News. Here we go. Health officials in Texas are investigating a suspected case of the coronavirus in a person who recently traveled to the Chinese city where the disease originated. So far, one case of the virus, it's been confirmed in the U.S. It was a 30-year-old man from Washington. He was diagnosed on Monday. We told you about that. Now, at least 16 people in the state came in contact with that guy, and they're being monitored. Health officials are also investigating another potential case involving a passenger who flew from L.A. To L.A. from Mexico City on Wednesday.
No!
It's everywhere, Mackenzie.
This is so creepy.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of creepy, sometimes people on Tinder can be a little weird. They're adding a panic button to let users discreetly call for the emergency service if they feel they are in danger. Now, if a person triggers the alarm, the app will ask them to submit a code. If they don't, a dispatcher will send them a text. If that goes unanswered, authorities will be alerted. Users will also now be able to submit details of their upcoming dates, including their time and location, so they'll have an idea, at least of where you were supposed to be. I mean, if some crazy person kidnaps you, that's right. Not going to work, but I think that's pretty smart. That's a good idea. You should obviously tell your friends, too. Like, do you tell your girlfriends when you're going out?
If
you
went on a date? And I mean, come on, ladies. Let's be really smart. Stop getting in cars with dudes that you don't know. Like, if I meet someone, it's in a very public place, and I meet them there, and it's just, you don't feel like, oh, yeah, pick me up and kidnap me.
My friend almost went on a date and had the guy pick her up that she met on Tinder. And I'm like, girlfriend, like, you are an adult. You should know better. Don't do that. Like, drive and meet him at a very public restaurant. Do not get in his car when you never met him before.
Exactly, because you never know.
I totally see where you two are coming from, but I guess like nowadays it'd be different because I'm out of the dating game. But I remember like back in the day, like as a guy, you'd always pick up a woman. The thought of saying, oh, meet me there would be like, how dare you? You're a gentleman. Pick me up. But things have changed.
It's different. If you were like, oh, hey, Kins, go out with my friend, Bill. And then, you know, I feel like if you know that person or that person has someone to vouch for, but if it is a complete stranger, no.
Go with my buddy Garrett. He's on Grindr. Well, he was, at least.
I'd be like, huh?
What? Okay. There is now a service you might want to take advantage of. And what does it do? It erases your ex out of your pictures. Oh, my gosh. We all need this. A woman on Twitter posted this, and she is going to be able to edit out pictures of your ex for just $10 a photo. And I guess her work's really good. Like, people have been resharing and retweeting it. She actually has been so popular that she had to put it up to 15. But if there's a great photo you have, and there's just one person, like, their ugly face that you never want to see again, I say that's worth $50.
Do you guys, what are your thoughts on if you do break up or something ends, do you take down all their pictures or leave it?
I think it's a per person per like case. Like if it really emotionally, like me, I'm very sensitive, I might have to take them down. But then again, like, I don't know, memories are memories.
But is it petty? Because I can sometimes think it like tacky when someone's like deletes their entire existence. But if they did them dirty, I certainly understand.
That's exactly how I feel. Like sometimes it's very petty, and I've done it one time, deleted pictures of an ex, and I wanted to be petty. Like I wanted it to hurt him because I was so mad in the moment, and I don't know what came over me. I've never felt like this after a breakup. I got so angry and so mad. I went through my Twitter. I was like, delete. I deleted it so quickly, and my friends were like, bro, you could have just archived them.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to delete
sometimes
them. And then
you need
now
to
I'm
make
like, shoot,
a
now
statement.
I feel bad.
I do the same thing. Like, certainly, I could have muted someone. I'd just not seen their stuff. No, I wanted to make a statement, unfollow.
Yeah. Dang. And how does Porkchop feel about the unfollow?
He's still not talking to me.
Okay, well, hopefully we can work through that. I thought this was Liv the Web Girl at first when I saw the photo. A 17-year-old girl in India broke her own Guinness World Record for having the longest hair on a teenager. Her hair, 75 inches long. It's just over 6 feet.
We call that teepee hair.
Oh, my gosh. Now, check this out. She washes it once a week and says it takes up to half an hour to dry and an hour to comb.
Wait, that's short. And a half an hour to dry? It takes me like half an hour to dry my hair.
It's probably so thin because it's so long, right?
Yeah, I don't know what kind of hair product she uses, lady. I don't know the volume and the thickness of her hair. It looks like it's kind of like black and
thin. I would say
thin.
At least an hour. There's no way she gets all that dry, like perfectly.
Well, maybe she's got a whole team of people helping her out. You towel, I'll towel. All right, we towel together. Guess what her nickname is?
Rapunzel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And finally, Porkchop. I think you and I are the only one that might be interested in this. Taco Bell just announced they're going to be debuting buffalo chicken nacho fries, which are fries with buffalo sauce, chicken, cheese, and sour cream on top of it. You can also get those in a burrito. The question is more like, why not?
You know other countries are like, oh, fat Americans. Because we just keep churning out junk.
The French might say that, but other people are like, America, hell yeah. All right, I just want them to bring back the Doritos Locos Taco, like the Cool Ranch one. That was so delicious.
That's why we're obese.
Apparently you've never had one, because you would not be saying that right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out, joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, the song of the day.